amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you can send those scenarios. If you want to ask the question, whether you are a jerk or someone around you, you had a story, a scenario, whatever it is, we would love to hear from you. amithejerk1310@gmail.com. But first, let's go live to Appleton, Wisconsin. And our other travel partner who said he had a question, a scenario about what happened on the flight here. That is one Killer Kellison. Good morning, Killer.
Good morning, Donovan.
All right, what's your scenario?
Good morning, Killer.
So yesterday on our flight up here, because we're all on the same flight, I had the honor of sitting in one of the emergency exit rows.
Very nice.
And I had the aisle seat on said row.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got on the flight, I got my seat. There's a guy at the window. And then this younger guy comes in, about mid-20s, and sits down in between us and immediately claims both armrests.
Okay.
And I was a little annoyed by this because I was like, dude, we should split it a little bit. You know, don't take the whole thing.
Oh, you're saying so he put his entire arm on?
His entire arm was on both of them, and he was just sitting like he was a king in a throne.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a little perturbed by this. Well, about 30, 45 minutes into the flight, he taps me on the shoulder because he needs to go to the restroom. So because we are in that emergency exit, there's enough room where I don't actually have to stand up to let him out. I just have to flip up my tray and let him go.
Yeah.
And I take it upon myself to reclaim the territory.
Oh, you marked it.
I took my armrest back from him. At least maybe a little bit more than 2/3 of the armrest. I gave him a little space, you know. It's big enough for where we can both have our elbows on there and be fine.
Man.
Am I a jerk? Because he was in the middle seat.
Right.
But I do think you should be able to share things, and he claimed the entire thing. So I just basically just took it back.
Yeah. And when he came back, was there any wrestling for territory?
There was a look, a glance. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Sure.
Kind of like,
bitch,
what are you doing, dude, thing. And he didn't say anything. Just proceeded.
That's
he
so
didn't
funny.
Even he didn't even bother trying to take back the little territory I left.
Right,
in.
He just gave it all
he
to
gave,
he
just,
conceded. That's
yes,
so funny.
Yes, he just gave it
Killer's
all up.
Killer's so okay. intimidating. He didn't even try.
I know. This is my thought on flights. Mm. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's conventional thinking. This is just me. I feel the middle seat has the right to the armrest. I don't even put my arm on there because I'm an aisle guy and I try my best to get the aisle. I don't even mess with it because I feel like the inconvenience of being in the middle is that you get the convenience of the armrest. Now, if you're there and you don't claim it, then, you know, yeah. If I look over and see if it's some room, then I'll work my way there. But I just always go to my own armrest on the right. I feel that's mine. I feel the middle seat is theirs. I think you got to share.
I think you got to share, especially if it's the window guy. That's one thing. But the aisle guy has to worry about the carts coming up and down
sure.
all the time.
Yeah, you got
to
lean over.
If you're leaning over,
also
all of a sudden you're getting
easy
bumped
access
every
to get
time.
Out, too. Because there's
that's
no
true.
Benefit to the middle seat. There is a benefit to the aisle and the window.
Window, and
so
that's
they
why
get
I
the
give
privilege
the benefit of
right.
the doubt, right, to the armrest for the middle seat.
I don't think that they get to control the armrest. I disagree with that. Buy a ticket earlier.
But you already have an armrest. They have to be squeezed in between two people and have
yeah.
half an armrest on each side while the people on the outside
yeah.
get an armrest and a half.
That's just my thinking.
Yep.
So I let them do that. So in my
Man.
Thought process and scenario, I do feel that you were a bit of a jerk.
I admit it. I felt like my aggressiveness was brought on by his aggressiveness.
Yeah, you are a
okay.
big jerk.
Okay.
Aggressive.
I just don't know if I can share an armrest with another dude.
No, I mean,
I
the
feel
guy
like that's
that,
almost like Lady and the Tramp spaghetti.
The guy that sat next to me, we shared the armrest and there was no problem.
If our elbows touched and we just kind of gazed into each other's eyes.
Just a tip.
And if you're not going to use the armrest, I'll use it. So.
Yeah.
And see, but that's why I give them the option of if you're not going to use
right.
it, then okay, I'll take it over and I'll be fine. But I'm going to let them get the option of it.
I do have one more.
Sure.
Oh my.
So usually on these trips where we're staying places, I get up and I do prepare breakfast for everybody and stuff. But
nice.
I also try to straighten up.
Sure.
And this morning I came across something I've never come across before. I was kind of disgusted by it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm going to show you this picture, Donovan. I'll tweet it out here in a second. But that's what I woke up to, because we were all watching the Stars game last night.
Okay, so I will describe the picture. It's a little end table that goes right next to the couch. There's a lamp on there, and
I put the cans all over
three
there.
Three empty cans of beer, one mug, two empty water bottles, and a frost pick.
What are you doing,
right,
man?
There on the...
What the hell
that's
is
all
going
me.
On?
That's all Matt.
Yeah.
You are out of control.
Yeah, that's bad.
Whoa.
No, I see it. Jeez.
Did you still leave your shoes by the closet door?
No, he did the right thing. He left the shoes there, but I cleaned that up this morning.
Crazy,
so.
Man.
You picked up the floss pick?
I did pick up. I got some toilet paper out of the bathroom.
Did you have the dish gloves like you're
tongs.
In surgery?
Use one can to kind of scrape it into a bag.
A little hazmat stuff going on there.
Yeah, that's, man, there's no defense on that one. That's pretty bad.
Oh, we do have an admission of being a jerk here from Juan Manny.
No fight given.
No, dude, after the Stars, after Sagan scored that goal, yeah. Travis, you should have seen. Matt went around the room just punching different
pillows
on the couch. This is like, man, this is really odd.
He didn't flip off any refrigerators, did he?
Like, I really would have hated to see if Colorado would have scored. I probably would have had to duck. I would have ran into the room.
I was like,
let him get everything out.
Start stabbing people really with funny. A toothpick.
No, I guess
false pick.
Like, normally when I... Because we had a couple of beers last night. Usually, I'll just wake up and do it in the morning. And just leave it when I go to bed and then wake up in the morning and do it. But Killer got up before
Killer
me,
here.
So.
Yeah, the false pick is the most egregious.
Yeah,
so
that's
pretty
bad. I don't mind the bottles or the mug and stuff, but the false pick is what got me.
That's pretty bad.
It left a mark on the table, too, by the way.
That's gross. I mean, there's just no other way around
just
it.
Just leftover.
I'm a disgusting human.
Leftover hops.
So.
On the floss pick.
That's nasty. Mm-hmm.
Leftover barley.
To you and yours and everyone around.
All right, let's get one in from amithejerk1310@gmail.com. Thank you, Killer. I needed to buy a drug item from a CVS because I had a $10 credit on my CVS rewards card. As I was away from my house, I asked Google for the nearest CVS store. GPS directed me to a Target store with the CVS inside the store. I went inside, picked up my item, proceeded to the CVS checkout counter. The clerk told me I needed to take my drug item to the checkout up front. I asked her if they would take my rewards card at the Target checkout. She said, no, they won't, but we won't either.
What?
I set the item down on the counter, started walking away, and said, will you put this back on the shelf? I turned around and said, the lady said, will you put the item back on the shelf? I turned around and said, no, but you can. She was not happy. Am I the jerk?
Ooh.
So it didn't go his way.
Yeah, kind of. Like, why wouldn't you just put it back on the shelf? Like, what's, I guess.
Because they wouldn't let him use his,
So that's his rebellion?
Yeah.
Giant
bitch.
That's
an interesting one.
that's
a really.
Definitely,
I mean, they are the employee. So maybe you could be like, oh, I forgot where I got it from. But if you knew where it was and it wasn't out of your way to go put it back.
Now, I probably would have been a little bit disturbed that they didn't use my credit if I wanted to use it.
Yeah,
if it's
understand
a,
that.
If
That's
it's a
really
credit
strange.
At the store and you can't use it there, I don't understand that. That probably would make me go, okay. But I've always been one to, even if it's 7 hours away, I will make sure I go put my item back where I needed it. I don't think I have OCD, but it always bothered me if you have a pack of Little Debbie snack cakes and you put it over by the spaghetti because you didn't want it. Like, you got it, then go put it back.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all the whole two wrongs don't make it right. So in essence,
kind of feels that
he
way.
Probably was a jerk at that, especially with the no, but you can line to it. That's definitely jerk attitude.
Because it definitely falls under her purview to put... or the store's purview to put their product back on the shelf if it is moved.
Sure.
And like
sure,
if something isn't bought at the counter, I could see where like, okay, well, how about you just put that back there and put it up later? But if they're gonna if there's gonna be an exchange, it changes the dynamic.
And there's usually a cart like at the end of your shift where they have things and you have to go put them back in the right spot.
But it is a little weird for even the employee to say, will you put this back on the shelf?
That's wild.
Yes.
That's really wild. So maybe that's the warranted response of someone that says, I'm not a confrontational guy, so I'm not going to turn around and say no, but you can. But I would be kind of weirded out if someone said, well, you put that back on the shelf. Like, what?
No.
And then 100%, if they do get that guy to take the item and, quote, take it back to where he got it, he's just going to put it on the first shelf he sees, right?
Like, not even a chance he's going to put it.
And no
that,
way.
That may have been my response to the
All
whole
right,
thing.
This just, is going with the M&Ms.
It's a medicine, and it's going to go over there with the lotion. You know?
See that a lot. Or just random items where somebody's like, oh, I don't want this, and they just stick it wherever.
I always like, find
decisions
that
decisions were made. Like the beer aisle has like some meat that's been stuck on top of all of the cases.
A tomahawk over
right?
there by
like,
the
7-0. Oh, I got to do the what's important priorities, man.
It's like, come on. You can't put something that needs to be cool just back on the aisle because you didn't want it.
To me, it's not a big deal to put it back where you got it from.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, you do that at your house, right? I mean, you're supposed to. I didn't do it last night.
Yeah, coming from you, I don't know what that means.
You're supposed to, like, you know, you use something, you put it back, or,
right.
and it's spot where it goes.
So it's a little odd that the employee would say, hey, will you put that back on the shelf?
Right, that's
so
a little strange.
So now I may change my mind. Because it seems like that's a very warranted response if you're going to say, hey, will you put that back on the shelf? Like,
I'm good.
So what's your job then?
See?
Especially if they wouldn't let you purchase it.
Yeah, I think I am agreeing. You're kind of like, why are you here? Will you put this back on the shelf? Cool. How much did I get paid for this hour of work that I'm doing for you? Yeah, I agree with him now. All right, we're back.
All right, it's 10-11.
No, that was good,
Killer. Am I the jerk for this week? Thank you, Killer.